To order. Michaelin, can you want to do your spiel first?
Thank you, Chair. I can do that. So welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you're asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Back to you, Chair.
All right, can you assist with roll call, please?
Thank you, Chair. Rainey Moore.
Present.
Johnson.
Present.
Davis.
Present.
Hawkins. Banks.
Present.
Frost. Chen. Kato.
Present.
And Bynum. Thank you, Chair. Back to you.
All right. Can I have a motion to approve our note? The last we met was November. I know it's been but can we approve those November 2023 minutes?
So moved.
So motion by Derek. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing no hands raised for discussion, can I have a vote by a show of hands for those who approve the minutes of 2023, November? Looks like the minutes are approved. Thank you. And I do not have any requests for public comment. Is that correct, Michaelin?
Thank you. That's correct. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any disclosures or recusals? I'm not seeing any hands for disclosures or recusals. So the next item on our agenda is new business. And our new business is, wait a minute, hold on. I just want to actually, can you give me a second real quick? Oh no, this is right. Never mind. So our we never got to debrief the King Coalition program from the last time with Dr. Jack Daniels received the MLK. He was the last person to receive it. One of the last persons to receive the award at our King Coalition celebration. As I know it's been a while, but if there's anything anybody want to share, now would be the time about that experience. Carrie.
Yeah, I am speaking on, oops, did I, okay, I'm speaking on behalf of a staff, because I'm the Dane County staff. And so I had actually, you guys didn't realize, I had actually injured my foot right before the ceremony. And I'm the person responsible for getting the awards. Where they're ordered, I pick them up and I deliver them. And so over COVID, I had to actually take them generally to the person, but because we were in person, but Dr. Daniels wasn't going to be there because he had something else already scheduled. So anywho, I had connected with him back and forth, and then I ended up taking it over to his job. And he said he was very thrilled. It was quite an honor. And he appreciated the work that went into it. So I just thought I'd mention that. And as well as the other winners, also Matias and the other young lady, and that escapes me, interacting with each one. In fact, Matias, his girlfriend Ashley emailed me after, and the other young lady, her family, and I got an email also from her. I had the notes in front of me, but I'm sorry, I just jumped my dropped my pile of papers. I'm sorry. But anywho, I just wanted to, you know, it's easy to complain or say something negative about something, but and it's also good to know when you hear good things to share them. So I feel it's a collaborative effort of all of us. I'm just on the far end of it where I just go and get the items. But obviously you guys are the ones that are voting on it, and you know what I mean, and doing all that. So I like to just share. It's a collaborative effort. I want to give you your kudos is all. So
Thanks, Carrie. Anybody else? I don't see anybody else. I'll say a couple of things. For me, I know it couldn't be helped, which is another reason why we wanted to have this timeline move so we can give a adequate notice to people. I think it makes a difference when people can be there in person versus video. And I appreciate Jack Daniels at least getting us that video, and there, and I'm not saying that he didn't deserve the award. I'm just saying that one of the reasons we want to ensure that have a timeline that allows us to give people adequate notice is so that they can be there in person. Because to me, it does make a difference. The one other thing that I actually wanted to say, and I don't know how other people may think about it, is as you look on the program, there's nothing about this committee that is listed on that program on the back. Like, for example, it could say like the MLK selection committee or something to that nature as part of the collective of the group. I know the MLK coalition is outside of this group, but as a collective of helping at least with the selection processes, I just think it should be noted that we are a committee that are also working on behalf of this coalition. So that's just a thought that I have. And I do appreciate the work that all of you do to help support this work, but I also think it should be acknowledged and recognized. And I don't know who we give that to, but maybe to what's her name? Who's the always Gloria Hawkins? Because she sits on both committees typically. She's not here right now, but maybe that feedback can be addressed to her to pass on. Because I know the King Coalition is the one to put that agenda together. And I'm going to go with Jasmine, then Carrie. I see you, Ms. Hawkins.
And what I'll do is piggyback, Corinda, on what you just said, because I think it's a good way for the community to know that they too, when there are seats available, that they too can participate as a committee member. And so I love the idea of saying something about the selection committee on the program.
We'll make sure that that's noted, okay?
Thank you. And then
And
Carrie.
the
Oh, go
yes,
ahead.
and the reason why I'm sitting on the commission, let's just give me a teeny bit of history, is so that there would be much more collaboration. So this would bring it full circuit. It should be noted, okay?
Thank you. And then Carrie.
I concur with what Dr. Hawkins says. I was going to say I also serve on both as well. And so I think one of the things is people think that they're one and the same. Before I joined, that's what I thought, to be honest. I didn't realize that they were completely separate. You know, one entity works on getting the nominations and all that taken care of, and the other one deals with the actual program and all that. And so knowing what I know also too, and serving with Dr. Hawkins, so yeah, I concur. Thanks.
Anyone else before we move on? And seeing nothing else, we're moving to the second item on the agenda was the debriefing and nomination and selection process. Does there anyone want to say anything about how we conducted the process the last time and what your thoughts were? Since I see no one hands or raise, I'll start us off with what my thoughts. My thoughts are, I appreciate the fact that we don't just look at the numbers, that we have some discussion about each of the individuals and then make a selection as a collective based on information that we all have shared. And so I just want to say, I appreciate that process because numbers are one thing, but when you're actually here and have some discussion, it makes a difference in those choices. So I appreciate folks giving us that flexibility to not just say whoever has the highest number, although all the candidates this time did have high scores, but we didn't just look at the scores, we had some discussion. So I appreciate that. Anybody else?
Not really too much related to the process itself, but always still thinking about ways that we can get, you know, more youth to be recognized. You know, and it was sort of a after the fact, but you know, I started seeing a lot of, you know, youth in the Madison community who were being recognized for like some of the Urban League Awards, even some of the Link Awards, and I'm like, how can we, you know, kind of bridge a gap here and, you know, recognize some of these amazing students, you know, through the MLK, you know, award. So, you know, I really don't have any suggestions or solutions to any of that at all, but just want to make sure it, you know, remains, you know, a topic for discussion.
Derek, I agree with that. I think that I'm trying to figure out too why we don't get as many nominations when you look at what the amount of nominations that Urban League get, and I've been saying this for a few years, maybe some of that partnership could be dual role. Maybe they apply for the Urban League and then will apply for us as a part of that. I don't know. And I'm certainly open to any feedback or suggestion anyone else have. I see Dominic, your hand.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to say, same as Derek, I agree with him 100%. I think there's still opportunity for us to engage youth and get those nominations. I'm curious if you've reached out to Urban League previously and chatted with them about a partnership. Is that something that's been approached before?
And Cheryl? I'll get you next after Cheryl, Dr. Hawkins.
Oh, I feel the same way. I'm just wondering about, is it timing? Is it, I'm not sure. We had 28 scholarship recipients and had a beautiful reception in April. And I even wrote certain students' names down and I'm not gonna stalk them, but I just was trying to figure out what more can we do because they gave their own speeches and their accomplishments are amazing. So,
right.
I just not sure what that is.
Gloria, Dr. Hawkins.
Yes, in years past, I spoke briefly with Ed Lee regarding that, but it was after the fact. I think timing is important. And so at the beginning of the year, I think we need to set up a time to meet with find out with him who would be the appropriate person or committed to meet with, and then let us broach that subject, okay?
That makes sense.
Gloria, follow-up question. Are you saying that we should reach out to them at the beginning of the school year, like this fall? We should sit down with Ed Lee and Urban League?
Yes, yes.
I would agree in the fall because they will probably be soliciting nominations shortly after that, because I think they typically have their MLK Day in January. And so I'm going to say probably around October, no, October, they are soliciting nominations. So it would be nice if we could have a meeting with them ahead of time.
I agree. And they give out their awards on the Sunday at the Urban League dinner. And that's really the focus of that breakfast, not dinner, I'm sorry. The focus of the breakfast. So it's just a natural, I think, for us to do that. But let us do it the first part of the fall, like in September. Send out a message, you know, via email to see about setting up a time to meet before the actual submission or request for applications go out.
Derek?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody on this call can answer this question, but I'm also curious to know, like, what our listserv looks like. You know, are we constantly updating the list of, let's say, you know, Dane County social workers or, you know, school counselors, or are we just blasting it out to like general, you know, emails? Because I know for sure, like with general emails, it's a hit or miss, right? So I just wonder if, you know, we know exactly how that information is being tracked and if we're updating that information as we, you know, promote this opportunity.
Anybody got an answer for Derek Carey? Are you answering that, or is that why your hand is raised, or do you have your own separate question? I'm just saying, because if you're not addressing that, I want to pause and hold your questions until someone can help answer Derek's question.
Were you talking to me? I'm sorry. Airplane just literally went over for part of what you're saying. I said I have it on mute a lot. I don't live too far from the airport. So what was the last part? Was it me?
I was saying it was you. Was your hand raised to answer Derek's question?
It was.
Okay, well, go ahead.
It was. My listservs are updated. I send to the school district. I actually ask for Millen High School who contact folks are. I reach out to educators. I reach out to community centers, and I'm on the parks fees. I used to be on Warner Park Advisory, the sub advisory, but now it kind of a couple of them merged for the city and stuff, and so for the parks. And I talk to the director of that. I talk to folks at community centers as well, because a lot of youth go to them. When I'm out in the community, I have flyers. And I talk to people. And I think I told you guys, I think, yeah, one of the last meetings, I talked about how I talked to people, and the people had various reasons as, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. I know this youth, or I just thought it was for adults, or I thought that. And I tell them, go online, look, you'll see it's, you know, it's for not just for youth. I mean, not just for adults, but it's also for youth as well. So I'm continuously doing it. I just, you know, I don't know, you know, what else we can do, but I know on my end, it's a continuum. So I'll stop there.
Cheryl, Cato, and then Joseph.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with Derek as well. When do we start that? Because sometimes in the summer, it is really hard for schools and there's lots of transition. So I'm wondering if we could check in with Ed Lee to see what their process is. You know, what is their search and how do they do it and how do they get all of those responses might be helpful.
Well, one of the things that they do differently, I think, is they're in the schools themselves because they have that Schools of Hope. So they might, you know, be directly connecting with folks in those schools. And I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that's part of why they get the responses they get, because of their direct connection with working in the schools and with the students.
That's right. That is so correct. That is so correct, Corinda. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm wondering with Women in Focus, when we do our scholarship, we're doing more meeting with some of the, to be inclusive with all the high schools, we actually have meetings there to make sure that they understand. I don't know if that's something we could do, but it's, again, I can just tell that sometimes there's a lot going on in the schools, and so just an idea.
Joseph?
Yeah, so just wanted to share that two of the disability rights commissioners, including the current chair, Dr. Wiley, work in the schools and have expressed interest, you know, in helping to that endeavor, you know, of getting candidates, you know, student candidates from the schools. So I can try to get them connected to this commission to help toward that end.
Anybody else did I miss? Did I miss anybody who wanted to say something?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
I think it would be good if we develop a particular strategy instead of us to make sure that we are very focused, because I empathize with people in the schools. There are so many requests that are going out. So we need to make sure that we are very focused in terms of having a direct strategy, and maybe working collaboratively with the Urban League, and maybe even having our application to fold in with their application might be, but I'm not saying it will be the be all and end all, but might be a good way. And then if we wanted to do a little follow up in terms of making a special outreach, then yes, but we need to also be mindful that the schools are inundated with different kind of requests. I've been involved in a number of organizations, and we are all reaching out to the schools. And we're not, I won't say the Urban League, but many of us are having issues in terms of getting the kind of response in a timely manner that we would like, because we do know there are a number of talented young people out there, but it's just the schools are inundated.
Derek?
No, I was just thinking, yeah, I totally agree with Dr. Hawkins. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine that students, schools are getting massive emails with a million different requests. So that's very true. I think in terms of our partnership, maybe with the Urban League, I wonder if there's a way that, like, I don't know how their process works in terms of the selection, but I wonder if, again, we can open up a conversation where it could very well be a collaboration. If, you know, I'm thinking even if, like, one of us could serve on their review committee, if they have a review committee. I'm not really sure exactly how the process works, so I could be very.
They
well
typically do have a review committee.
Okay. Yeah. And I have no idea how that works. So again, excuse me, because I might very well be speaking out of context, but I just wonder if there's like a win-win situation here where, you know, we're able to support, you know, their efforts. And then in return, you know, we're able to support their efforts and recognize some of their students or one of their students through our award. So just, yeah, something else to think about.
I think that's a great idea, Derek, is serving collaboratively with them. And maybe we then submit some of those recommendations to us. But we probably have to get to school permission. But that would be part of that process of that meeting with them to get candidates, because that is an area that we consistently struggle with every year. So, anyone else?
I'm sorry, can I just add to, like, yeah. And this might be a stretch, so just bear with me. I just like to throw out ideas, and then somebody else has to bring me back to reality here. But I wonder if for the Youth Award, I mean, I know it's, you know, sort of Dane County, City of Madison, but I wonder if there will be any openness to maybe partnering with an organization like the Urban League, right? And I'm sure there's probably some others too. To sort of, like, you know, I guess attach their name to the award. That way there's a little bit more buy-in and, you know, I guess a more, you know, true partnership. So like the award would be, you know, in collaboration with the city, the county, and the Urban League or whatever, you know, organization that we're partnering with just to get them to sort of, you know, help us in terms of, you know, recognizing your youth. Again, that might be a far stretch, but I'll just put it out there and you can take it or leave it.
I don't.
Go ahead, Dr. Hawkins.
Yes, I don't know exactly how this committee was set up. So I don't know what are the guidelines in terms of partnering, having a partnership with other organizations that would be reflected in the name of the award or not. I don't know. I really would need to defer to Michaela and also our two representative city and county to really go back and look at how things were set up originally so that we are indeed being true to the original purpose of this commission. So I don't know what the guidelines are as it relates to this commission, because the purpose was and is to really select, you know, recipients of the Martin Luther King Award. So I don't know. That's something that would need to be researched, I think.
Thank you for that, Dr. Hawkins. I think that we certainly can do some research in that area and figure out if a partnership is even, if we can even do a partnership. I think we can do that research to find that out. Anybody else? Cheryl?
I was just going to add that when we, the Women in Focus, does their scholarships, we chose 28, but we received over 50 scholarship applications. And so it's difficult to choose candidates. But one of the things that I think we could structure part of our task in reviewing for scholarships is to include reviewing potential candidates. Whether they receive a scholarship or not, you have this group of students of color, and it just would be perhaps more structured rather than right now. It's more, it isn't really as formal. So it's just an idea.
Anyone else? All right, so the next item on our agenda is nomination open update. Michaelyn, do you have any updates for us on nominations?
Thank you, Chip. So basically, I mean, the update is given that, you know, we were unable to have quorum the last couple of months. We've reached out to Chair to ask her to, you know, give us approval to get the nominations out there. So we did kind of go through that process with Chair. Chair approved, and so we've gone ahead and updated the nomination forms and posted that to the website. You would have received an email with the nomination update information, as well as the attachments and referring people back to the to our website for more information. In addition to sending it to, you know, to commission members to share within your networks, we did send an email from our general, you know, DCR account to the listservs that we do have. So that included, you know, our NRT email listservs with stakeholders, you know, that sort of thing, into the community. So far, we haven't received any nominations yet, but I could be wrong. I haven't gone in and checked the MLK email account. Basically, the nominations are open. And if you could share that out, you know, we've updated our website and Twitter and we'll continue to, you know, set out reminders on our social media to remind folks that the nominations are open, and encourage you know, people in the community to nominate individuals for the award. So you know, we're looking, as staff, we're looking forward to receiving any commentary or any feedback from you all as to how we can go about trying to get more nominations in, or other areas that we might, in terms of communicating to the community about the awards.
Go ahead. Are there any questions? So, Derek, I'm seeing your hand. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to bring back to the forefront. I know we talked extensively last year or a few months ago about getting this online application nomination form up and running. So I'm just curious to know, like, where we are with that, and if that is still a goal of ours, because I do think that one of the issues that we have is, you know, we don't really have a streamlined process or a way for people to actually submit their nominations, you know, using some type of online form. And I do think that we are probably making it a little bit more complicated in terms of, you know, having people submit PDFs or Word documents via email. So just wanted to put that back out there to the committee.
Yeah, good question. So I had planned on adding that item to our agenda, but our IT team didn't have an update from the last time we checked in with them. So I'll continue to follow up with them. And I know we talked about them coming and giving us a presentation of the web form. So I'll look to getting an update from them, and hopefully we can have that on our next agenda meeting.
Thank you, Mechalyn, for your continuing following through up on that, because that's been something that we've been kind of hoping that we could get up and running. And so we appreciate your help with that. And Dr. Hawkins, I think your hand was raised.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing no other comments or questions there, are there future agenda topics that folks want to talk about? I'm not seeing any hands. So can we review the draft of the award timeline? Michaelyn, are you able to share that?
Sure, I can do that. If you just give me a second, I'll open it up and share screen. Thank you.
And while she's reviewing that, I just want to reiterate what Michaelyn said about sharing the application process on your to each of your networks. That would be awesome. Encouraging folks to apply, because sometimes folks don't fill them out or sign, because they assume that certain people already have the awards. And if you look at who's been nominated or not, there's a lot of people in our community that is deserving of the award and haven't been nominated for the award, right? And even if they've been nominated before and they didn't win, they are still eligible to be nominated again. Now, last year recipients, did we vote to remove the ones that didn't make it last year to this year? I thought we did, but I'm just wanting to clarify that.
I believe we did.
Okay. And then it looks like Michaelyn has the timeline, and maybe it's my eyes, but Michaelyn, can you make that a little bit bigger? I got it. Thank you. That's good. So it looks like in May, we wanted to do a soft open. And then in June 3rd, we opened the nominations. Since we didn't have a meeting, Michaelyn was right. I gave her the okay to move us forward so that we could still be on our timeline. We want to have the nomination close by November, so we do have time to recruit folks. So if all of us do our parts in assisting with that, we can make it happen where we continue to get excellent candidates. And then looks like we want to start having nomination packages delivered to the staff members. It's probably going to be not able to, is it going to be able to be delivered on the 15th if the process closed on the 15th?
Yes, Chair, I can do that. I mean, okay. Basically, we try to just keep a running tally of the nominations as they come in and prep them so they're okay. Ready to go. Mm-hmm.
And then how the process will work is we'll ask all of you all to score the candidates based upon the information you have before you once the packages go out. And then we're asking you to have those scores submitted to Michaelyn by the 22nd, and then she will tabulate and have those scores ready by the 25th. And then we could meet on the 25th and then discuss our nominations based upon each of our scores, and then have some discussions about who we want to move forward in that process. And then once we do that, then I believe Carrie then takes that back to the city and the county exec and notify them of our selection. And then they make the decisions about who, which one of them will present the award to whom. And then the city and county will notify the awardees once they've approved our selection by January 3rd, 2025. And then the King Coalition program is set to be January 20th, 2025. So mark that on your calendars. And that you said it's you have hybrid here. Is that going to be hybrid or is just in person?
I wasn't sure, so I just said hybrid. But I think given, you know, that COVID restrictions are down, I'll probably just update the timeline to say in person.
Okay. Any comments or questions about that? And everyone's fine with this timeline? Okay, looks good. We got some months ahead of us. So let's promote. Get so we can get some great candidates. Any other comments or questions? Because I believe that's the end of our agenda for today.
Quick comment.
Carrie?
Yes, we tend to run into an issue sometimes with the communications director just because of her schedule. So that information, I get things to her timely. As we know, this is government. So one of us can do one thing, but depends on somebody's schedule to get it completed. But I am always, and I do tap myself on the back, I work diligently to make sure that it gets to whom it needs to get to in a timely manner. Now, I'm not always responsible on how they're able to respond. So I like to get that out there because sometimes it's pulling teeth, but I do nudge her, but then I also don't want to upset anybody either, you know, but I make sure that the county executive is CC'd and my boss is CC'd and this person. And so I just kind of wanted it on the record that I do on my end. So I'll leave it there.
And then once you get the information to them, Carrie, when do they start pushing out the candidates?
It varies. It varies because sometimes the mayor could have something on her schedule, the county executive, they have to communicate. You know, we have to, I send continuous emails updating them. Like I'll say, you know, have this meeting and this is what we're doing. This is our timeline, FYI. And then once the date that the folks are, the nominees are, the winners are picked, I literally, whatever time it is, I get an email out that evening. directly. I get an email out like ASAP that night stating with all the details. And then from there, I kind of wait to see who's going to do what. You know, there's some communication between the mayor and the county exec's office on who's going to present what award to whom. And then I also, once they state that, then I contact the winners and ask if they accept, and then I go from there. And then I have, then I compile some information for our communications director. And then she said she'll work with the city, the mayor's office, and that's kind of how it goes. And so, and then I'll send an email and kind of ask how that's going. And then it gets, it sometimes it gets hairy, because I think their schedules, you know, they're doing other things as well. And so their schedule can get kind of, because I can sometimes wait as close to 2 weeks after I've sent that information.
Okay.
So,
any other questions or comments or statements? All right. So, if everyone's good with where we are, we will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So, it's been motioned by Derek. I'm going to assume it's unanimous, unless I hear otherwise. So we are adjourned. Thank you all for your time this evening. I appreciate